I brought the minister here because February was all about the crisis and dealing with the crisis, and that was right. And now we are in recovery mode. We're also in learning lessons mode. And I wanted the minister to come to Winchester to see what went right here in Winchester. And there was an awful lot that did. We learnt the lessons of 2000 and had a good team approach. But also want him to take back to the very, very heart of government what didn't go so well and where we need investment for the future. And I promised I'd bring government here. And this is the minister responsible, the Prime Minister's personal appointee, to learn those lessons. And he's here in Winchester today learning them.
You mentioned that important word, investment. A lot of people living in areas like Winchester and Hamble will be keen to know what's going to be done to stop this happening again in the future. Has the minister given you any assurances that there will be more money coming forward?
Oh, there's money in the pot for the flood defence grant and aid funding projects, and the county council and the city council in Winchester are putting that together at the moment. And it really helps, you know, to bring the minister here to Winchester for him to see in person where you have a community that helped itself, but where it needs a little bit of help to push stuff over the line and protect even more properties going forward. And that's what it's about today. So there's money in the pot, but it's about making a convincing case for Winchester, which is why it's so important that all of the agencies, the Environment Agency especially, are here helping me as the local MP and Greg as the minister make that case right into the heart of government.
You mentioned the lessons that can be learnt from Winchester in what we did right here, because in ways the operation kind of went quite well.
The operation in Winchester went really well because we learnt the lessons of 2000 when Winchester last flooded big time. There was good team working across the agencies working together, and the restriction in the River Itchen upstream of Winchester, which sort of took the heat out of the river and reduced the flow down here in the centre of Winchester, was really innovative and it was really groundbreaking, and it was a first and it worked. So, you know, on the way down here I've been briefing the Minister about the restriction the Environment Agency did, and he's going to be taking that message back to the Prime Minister's meeting at the end of May, when that will be, I think, one of the key lessons where Winchester leads the way yet again.
So what kind of reassurances can you give to people who are living particularly in areas like Water Lane and right by the Itchen about this happening in the future?
I think what we can never say is that you can 100% protect people from flooding. You know, we had unprecedented rain levels. Who's to say we won't have another set of unprecedented rain levels next winter? But what you can do is take practical measures. And I think what we're doing here is looking at evidence base, looking what worked, listening to the experts in the Environment Agency. And the restriction in the River Itchen was a really good thing that worked alongside all the sluice control that went further down. But, you know, river flooding and groundwater flooding even more so, you can never say with any certainty that people will be completely prevented from flooding. You know, that is one of the perils of living near a river. You know, we are standing in Water Lane and there will always be that element of risk, but it's about minimising it and learning lessons when things go well and also when they don't.